This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Teresa White. How are you, Teresa?
I am absolutely wonderful.
And Teresa and I have spoken, you probably heard in the past. She is the president of Aflac U.S. and has a new insight on leadership and transformation. Before we go there, just talk about to you, since 1998 when you started, what is the Aflac organization mean?
So, you know, since I've started, Aflac has done considerable work, not just for the consumer with our insurance, but we've also done considerable work in our community as well. And I think about that because I think about transformation. Aflac is a 64-year-old company. And one of the things that I always talk about with my team is making sure that we continue to remain relevant in this particular environment in the marketplace. And remaining relevant is not just about what you sell, but it's also about who you interact with and how you present in your community.
So let's talk about a thing that I know is very important to you, which is culture. Start discussing what the culture is, and then I also want to go into something which you were the architect of, which is the Career Success Center. And I know you're humble, but I think a lot of CEOs can learn a lot from this.
So, you know, when we think about the culture, and again, culture is something that's built over time. And so the great thing about culture is that it gives you this safe place to work. Everybody understands and knows what the Aflac way is. And we actually have a book called The Aflac Way. And it speaks to who we are and how we run our business. However, when you're thinking about transformation, then you've got to think about how do you bring your culture along with it? How do we ensure that our employees today still feel that same sense of caring and leadership that Aflac provides? And what we've done is we've put a number of practices in place to include the Career Success Center, to ensure that our employees are more engaged in our process. I like to tell, I like to say to our folks that we want to inspire the reluctant and we want to empower the engaged.
But that's really good.
Okay.
Keep going.
So what I mean by that is when we're talking about inspiring the reluctant, there are a group of people who have worked for Aflac for years and have done well and have served the company well. We want to bring them along on the journey of transformation. We also have people who feel already empowered, are engaged in what we're doing from a technology perspective or where we're going. And so we want to make sure that they're engaged in the planning and development. And also they give great perspective from the seats that they're in to help us to make better decisions as leaders on how we move forward. I think, you know, the day of questioning whether we should move forward is gone. Now we're really talking about the how. And I think when you talk about engaging people or empowering that engaged person, you give them the opportunity to help you set the path toward the future. And that's really what we're doing at Aflac.
When you transform, does culture change or does it stay the same?
I think the culture evolves. Just as you see culture evolving in your personal lives. I mean, not long ago, you know, we would go into our retail stores and we would go and purchase our clothing and we'd purchase our food. And now my daughter will go online and she will purchase her clothing and her food. And so just as things are changing around us, they're going to change inside the organization as well. I like the Jack Welch quote where he says, if change on the outside is faster than change on the inside of your organization, then the end is near. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I killed that quote or I got it kind of right. But at the end of the day, what he's really saying is you can't allow change to happen on the outside of your organization without addressing what's going on in your organization, because if you don't address what's going on in your organization, you cannot communicate with or interact with the people outside of your organization. There has to be change.
So what are the telltale signs of what's going on in your organization? Are there certain things you look for, certain things you do? Is it conversations you have? Do you look at data?
Well, we certainly look at tremendous data. Most of the data that we look at is really customer-related data. You know, at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is we're trying to engage a consumer. And so we do a lot with understanding what consumers' needs are and then what perceived needs they may have that maybe they don't even know they have. You know, I think about the Amazon Prime experience. I never received a survey on whether I would, you know, need Amazon Prime. It just showed up.
Right.
And I ended up getting Amazon Prime, and I'm sure you have Amazon.
The user experience is so good.
It is absolutely.
You're addicted.
That's right. And so great companies that are really transforming how they approach the consumer, they're looking at what's going on with consumer needs, and then they're trying to meet those needs. Our example of that from an insurance perspective is one-day pay. No one came to us and said, you know what, we want to get paid in one day. We want our claim paid in one day. But what we were doing is looking at consumer research and saying people need their money quickly. And how fast can we push the envelope, make sure that there's quality, make sure that we, you know, we get it right, but how quickly can we get people paid? And we looked at between humans and machines, we could do it in one day. And so that was kind of the evolution of one-day pay.
How did you do that, though? Because it's super hard. You had to communicate it, but you have to transform a whole culture. You know, you're managing now, say, 4,000 people,
yes.
That right?
Yeah.
How do you turn people around to say, we're going to deliver on something? And I remember when one-day pay came out, it's as dramatic as that.
Yes. Well, the first thing we did is we set the vision. So we have three strategic pillars, growth, efficiency, and experience. And underneath that, we have a foundation of risk management, making sure that we are managing the risks of the organization. But as we look at growth, as we look at experience, customer experience, and as we look at efficiency, you can see how technology can actually go through each of those pillars.
Interesting.
And what we did is we talked with our employees about our vision of where we're going. And then we got a number of our employees engaged in helping us to get there. Today, we have what we call agile teams. These are teams of business and IT people. And what they do is they talk about the business problem that we have. So we presented this as a business problem. We want to make sure that consumers are paid, our policyholders are paid in one day. And then they take that problem and they break it down into each of the different things. How people submit their claims. What are our requirements as it relates to those submissions? How quickly in the banking system can we send those claims to them? And so we went through that entire process so that then what that team came up with was a win for our clients. for our policyholders.
You've 1 minute left, but you mentioned career success factors. 1 minute, then a break. So
okay.
A lot more than that.
Okay.
Just give a snapshot of what other companies could do, what you did in the Career Success Center.
Okay. So the Career Success Center has been a foundational piece that we've put together, and it's something that I'm very, very proud of in that it allows our employees to understand what the jobs will be of the future. You can't totally predict where you're going in the future, but what you can do is give people an indication of what skill sets that we're going to need in order to move the organization forward. And what it does is we have people in the Career Success Center who will speak to the employees, trying to understand what their interests are. We try and match interest, skill set, and job, because sometimes people are very interested in something, but they don't have that skill set. And so we do that coaching and development to get people in the right roles and to give them an opportunity to then go to a stage that we call the upskilling stage, where we have colleges and universities offering classes.
And on that note, we're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about upskilling.
Okay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Robert Reese. Join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the best of the CEO Forum on 1540 a.m. WADK.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac U.S., and you were talking about a concept called upskilling.
Yes, you got me all excited about my upskilling, in that what our goal is with upskilling is it gives us an opportunity to give the employees training and development on new skill sets for the future. One example of that is we are going to an agile environment, and we're transforming our operations to make sure that we have groups that are technology and business working together on business problems. Well, you need people to lead those environments, and they're called Scrum Masters. And so there's a Scrum Master certification and training that we do for employees who are interested in that type of work. We're training employees on robotics. We're training on third-party vendor management. So there are a number of different skills that we're trying to bring to the table for our employees so that they can be on the journey with us, go on the journey with us as it relates to transformation.
And you told me before that you will actually analyze which jobs will be taken by technology and which will exist. Talk about that dynamic and how that plays out.
Certainly. So, you know, as we're looking at our path forward, our the future state in a specific area, we look at journey maps. And as we look at the journey maps, we're really mapping where the customer, where the client is going to interact with Aflac. And then as we do that, then we start mapping, okay, then how will our employees interact with our clients? And in doing so, we come up with a map that tells us what skill sets are going to be the future skill sets that we'll need, and then what skill sets will be taken by technology. So, for example, with robotics, we've had some people in our organization who have, you know, there were a number of manual processes to our billing function, for example. And what they did is they went in, they mapped the billing function. They said, you know, there are a certain set of functions that could happen that could happen by a computer or a technology. And then, but there were other sets of the function that needed human touch. And so that person now manages, the person who used to do all of the manual functions now manages the bots so that we can ensure that the customer experience is not disrupted, but we gain in efficiency and in consistency of that customer experience.
That's great. Everyone wins.
Absolutely. Everyone wins.
And now you're taking that to a new level with a sort of a non-for-profit to help young girls with a similar concept, really.
That's
right?
Correct. That you're referring to Bold Moves. This is something near and dear to my heart. It's a program that I submitted to Girls Inc. in Columbus, Georgia. And the program gives us an opportunity to help young girls in mostly depressed areas within Columbus to really gain voice and understand how they fit within this new you know, this new environment of transformation. Many of the girls are looking to go to college. Some of them are looking to be entrepreneurs. And what we want to do is give them the tools that they need to make the decisions that are important to them now, and that will lead to a better outcome in the future. So we talk about resumes. We talk about how they present themselves on social media. We talk about, you know, college prep and what they need to do there. So many of the conversations that we have in the Career Success Center are the same conversations that we can have to young girls in our community.
It's a great idea. Great idea. And I know you're making such a difference. You're telling me how many people are succeeding from this.
Yes, we've had, with Girls Inc. and with Bold Moves, we've had about 88 to almost 100 people go through that program. We've had a number of those young ladies that have already started to go to college. Many of them have had scholarships as well. And some of them I keep in touch with today. So it's very, very exciting. And I convert that back into the Aflac world, and we have many of our employees now who did not see themselves as very technologically inclined. They felt that they were at their last, you know, place in, you know, from a career perspective, and to see those people now transition into new roles, whether it's third party vendor management, whether it's Scrum Masters, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, it's exciting to see now you're breathing new air into those people, and they see themselves as moving forward. We've had about 2,900 people go through the upskilling and cross-skilling, and so I'm very, very excited about what we've been able to see as a result of that.
Well, you're definitely transforming the entire Aflac organization, which is exciting. Let's talk about how you're using some of these leadership principles at home. I know you have a thing called your smiling, the bowl, but you have to tell everyone this. This is great ideas. If any of you have kids or are a kid or a spouse.
Well, technology can not only be disruptive at work, but it also can be disruptive in the home. And you're referring to this story I told where, you know, I'd go home and my kids and my husband, I'd be on the phone. And so I'd walk into the house, I'd be on my cell phone, and, you know, they would come to, you know, say something to me, and I would put my finger up and say, hold on just a second. And I wanted, you know, because I wanted to finish the phone call. I'd finish the phone call, we'd get into a conversation, the phone would ring, and I would say, y'all, excuse me just a second, and I'd pick up the phone again. And after a while, I'm sure, you know, today I look back at, you know, myself and I say, God, that was obnoxious. But at the time, I felt that it was important because that phone called my attention all the time. Well, one of the things that I did is I started to put my phone, I developed terrible habits, so I started to put my phone in a bowl. And when I put the phone in the bowl, you're probably thinking, well, why the bowl? Well, because when your phone is on vibrate, if you put it in a bowl, the bowl will vibrate and make a sound. And so the goal there was to retrain myself and make sure that my husband knew that anytime that phone rung and it was in the bowl, I would look at him. He'd say, oh, well, there's your phone. And he would just stop talking, just out of habit. And I would say, no. This is family time. And I wanted him to know that he was important. I wanted my children to know they were important. And so that's my bowl story.
And on that note, we have to bring this to closure. But everyone, remember, Teresa White, Aflac.
I'm Jim Campbell, host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We're honored to be joining 1540 AM WADK weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Monday through Fridays. We're so honored to have listeners in Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, Jamestown, and, of course, Newport. Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1540 AM WADK Newport.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jefferson Flanders. How are you?
I'm good.
So, Jeff, talk about MindEdge, because it's a different company than many people know about, but you're doing some transformative work.
MindEdge Learning is an online education and training company. We've been around since, for close to 20 years now. And we provide online courses and simulations to universities, colleges, training organizations, and associations. And our slogan is improving the way the world learns. And we're now at 2 million learners, and we continue to add organizations that make use of our learning and training.
So 2 million is a lot of learners. How do you get there? Is it all through universities? Is it just online?
It's through universities and associations and consultancies and training firms. We have a number of areas of topics that we cover, including project management, business management, Six Sigma. We've moved into emergency management, a whole bunch of areas that help our learners. And we focus as much on the learner as we do on the partners that we work with. We focus on adults, typically between 30 and 35. They're looking to move ahead in the world. They typically are either trying to complete a degree, which is where we work with university partners, or they're trying to get a certification to advance their careers. And there are 30 million Americans who have some college. So there's a huge number of people out there who need training, who need to complete degrees, and that's the segment that we work with and for over this period of time.
So it sounds like, Jeff, a lot of your work is in the management type arena in terms of a variety of suite of management, and your target are people who are about 30. So you're really working mostly with people who have some work experience, and now they're going to go deeper into it, correct?
That's true, and we tend to, our courses are very real world. We cut to the chase. We know adults don't want to spend a lot of time working through extraneous material. We really focus on practitioners as part of the courses, through video and through simulations and through case studies. We really try to make it as real world as possible. It's one of the reasons we have very high learner satisfaction rates, because we really respect the learner's time.
And when you talk about time, how long is an average course? And let's say if you wanted to go into project management, and let's say you're not affiliated with a university, we'll go into that next, which is more of slightly B2B, now strictly B2C. Someone comes to your website, right?
There are a number of different ways. For project management, a lot of our learners come through the Project Management Institute, which is the largest.
Absolutely.
PMI is the largest organization serving project managers. So a lot of them, we have an arrangement with PMI. We collaborate with them. They come through PMI, and the courses tend to be anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, typically, although many times we stack them together, and it'll be a much longer experience. But we try to keep things 15-minute modules, keep the pace moving, make sure that the learner is always engaged, because that's the key to learning, engagement.
And what is the way to engage someone online? I'm thinking of myself. Is it every now and then you give intermittent tests, or how do you do that?
There are a number of techniques. Variety. So video, games, reading, questions, case studies. Very much focused on assessment along the way, because what the learning science tells us is that if you're forced to answer questions, especially if you're forced to create your own answers, you tend to learn more than if it's a passive experience.
Interesting. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jefferson Flanders, who is the CEO of MindEdge. This is a company that's working on transforming education. It's over 2 million graduates in the past 21 years.
I'd call them learners, not graduates.
Learners. There you go. So let's say one more thing. If someone wanted to just go to take a course, how do they do this? We're not getting the B2B side, still B2C, to consumer.
We have a affiliated website called Sky Learning.
SKY Learning.
SKYE Learning.
Okay.
And you can find MindEdge courses on Sky Learning, which is our affiliated company store, as it were.
So you're talking about a lot of people helping them graduate college. Are your courses accredited or not?
They are accredited through the university partners,
mm-hmm.
And the university obviously will take our simulations and courses and add instructors or professors. So in that sense, we act as a textbook, an online textbook in many cases.
Do you teach things like management 101 of people, how to manage people? Like you get a 30-year-old, they've been working as coordinator, all of a sudden they're shot into management.
We have a whole suite of courses for the new manager.
Okay, and so let's say you had a new manager listening in right now, and, you know, maybe their CEO tells them about it. How do they go about signing up? They just go to Sky Learning?
I'd encourage them to go to Sky Learning and take a look in the management section at the courses that we have available there.
Okay, so now let's shift over to your affiliation with universities. How does that actually work?
When MindEdge was started in Harvard Square back in 1998, the focus...
And it was two key brilliant educators, right?
Yeah, and of course one of them was not me, but I came on in 2005. But the notion was, remember, this is the same year that Google was started, and Leonardo DiCaprio was on the Titanic. So it was a ways back, but the focus originally was on higher education. And so the company has deep roots in the academic world, and over time, as online became a more acceptable form of education, there were many partners who wanted to work with MindEdge.
So how do you work? Like I have a daughter who goes to University of Delaware.
Typically, the a MindEdge course or simulation would be offered through a university. Either a professor will have elected to use us, or the university will have adopted us. Typically, we have a excellent composition and English courses, and those, for instance, might be adopted for the entire school. And I should note that at this point, many of our academic partners are online institutions, so they are much
like University of Phoenix. So it
exactly,
falls
although
right
they're
in.
Not they're not a partner, but okay. Yes, like the University of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. So just walk through, we've about 2 minutes before break, and later on we'll go more into leadership philosophy of, if I'm interested in English, for example, which I am, and I'd like to improve my English because it ain't so great, I just look through, I find the course you want, and that's how I'm going to...
Well, if you're talking about an individual learner, mm-hmm. you could go to Sky Learning. We have an entire suite of business communication courses, including ones on public speaking, on PowerPoint.
How do you do public speaking online?
Well, we have a lot of very creative videographers here, and we have a series of videos modeling the best approach to public speaking. And I point out, Robert, a lot of public speaking comes down to comfort with oneself, and there are a number of techniques, including breathing and a whole sorts of other exercises that can help you when it comes to public speaking.
That's actually a really smart answer, and a lot of it does come down to, what is your website?
MindEdge.com is the corporate site, and that typically is where people who are looking to partner with us can find the information about our partner programs.
Okay, so if you are a CEO listening in, and do you handle internal corporate learning and corporate universities?
With selected partners, we do. Typically, it's a situation where we have a someone who has some specific training that they want to convert into online.
Okay, and we're about to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about two topics. One is your vision, Jefferson, for education and where it should go. And the second is your leadership philosophy. And I know we've spoken before and you have some pretty interesting ideas. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jefferson Flanders, who is the CEO of Mind Edge, which is one of the really transformative educational type companies. So you've been around 20 years. What is your real vision of what needs to happen in education in the United States?
Wes, I mentioned earlier, there are 30 million Americans who have some college, and I think it's incumbent on us as a society to make sure that those folks have an opportunity to finish their degrees or to move on to training that's going to advance them in their careers and their lives. We do face the question in the future of automation. I think that to the extent that lifelong learning can future-proof people, that's the most important thing at this point. The ability to continue to learn as you get older, to be flexible enough, and to have a skill set that can't be replaced by a machine. It's interesting. I have three sons who are in their late 20s and early 30s, and they think about what they do and whether or not it will be future-proofed. And I think it's something, a topic that will become increasingly of importance.
Well, let's think about robots and AI and how many people can be displaced and how much, what role people could have and how could they stay relevant.
I think the skill set that's going to make you relevant are things like creativity, critical thinking, the ability to relate to others, the ability to synthesize. All of those higher order thinking skills and emotional skills are what machines will not be able to replace.
And that's the differentiator. So your vision, where does MindEdge fit into that vision?
We want to partner with organizations that are looking to advance learning. As I said earlier, our mission is to improve the way the world learns. And we think a lot of societal issues, a lot of problems, can be solved if people are trained and educated to meet the challenges in their lives and in society.
Okay, so we will find out about who those organizations are. But I do want to, should we mention them in case someone's listening in?
Well, as an example, we work with Western Governors University. We mm-hmm. work with the Southern New Hampshire University. We work with Project Management International. We work with Duke Continuing Studies. I mean, there are a number of institutions that we work with that I think are trying to do exactly that, to prepare people for the future.
Yeah, and that is an exciting future. It's probably one of the only differentiators we have is our capacity to think, to understand, to relate. So speaking of relating, let's talk about what your leadership philosophy is in running the organization and generally, more conceptually, how you think about leadership.
As I mentioned to you earlier, Robert, I'm not a big fan of hero leadership. I think that that a shared vision among everyone on the team is how an organization advances. I recognize the lure of charismatic leadership. It can be a narrow and dangerous thing for an organization. We look for employees, colleagues who have the same values and the same purpose as we do, and we found that tends to produce a environment where people are creative and do their best work.
So you said it could be dangerous, charismatic leadership.
How so?
Well, I don't think you have to look any further than Theranos as an example.
Okay.
Where charismatic leadership can be extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
It causes people to, I think they sometimes lose their skeptical filter when confronted with charisma. I think we all are attracted to charismatic people, but there's the danger. If their values aren't right, they can lead you in a particularly bad place.
Okay, so definitely if you've someone who's charismatic with bad values, and we've seen in history that replayed many times, how about a CEO who's really effective and they are very charismatic?
That's wonderful.
But then there's the question, what happens when they leave?
And there's that question.
Because then all of a sudden the company changes.
There's also, you know, if we want to use the concept of stewardship, if that charismatic leader's light is shining so brightly, does that tend to make other people, does that retard the growth of other leaders around him or her? And sometimes that sort of leader can take all the air out of the room.
So let's talk about how this manifests itself here. I'm sensing you're building a culture of innovation here, of people who are really creative, really smart, really intellectually curious, so they could add value.
For starters, as I mentioned to you earlier, we screen for happiness. We look for people who are creative and who really enjoy what they do. When we go through the hiring process, we'll have an employee come in and spend a day, a paid tryout, as it were, which I got from my days back in newspapers, where copy editors used to come in for a paid tryout. And you can fake a job interview for an hour or two. You can't fake a full eight-hour day. And you get a real sense of who the person is. It's why we have low turnover and we have, I think, engaged employees. The other factor is we have a very high tolerance for idiosyncratic behavior. We don't expect people to be similar in their interests and tastes. From our perspective, being a little bit outside the lines is not a bad thing. Some of the more creative ideas come from people feeling that they can express themselves and won't be judged or criticized for an idea that at the beginning may sound a little loopy, but turns out to actually have a great deal of value.
Okay, so that sounds really interesting. I'm just wondering, how do you get people who are happy? You say you screen for happiness.
Robert, are you happy?
Yeah.
Well, when you ask that question...
Oh, so you just screened me. I could work here now.
You could work here.
Wow.
It's interesting. When people aren't happy, they oftentimes tell you that. They hesitate or they question why you're asking the question. And the answer is, we found that happy people tend to perform. And by the way, go look it up. Social science that has been done on this finds that happy people are more successful in an organizational setting.
That's really interesting. So, 30 seconds left. Your final advice to CEOs?
I would say that find a style that's authentic and find a purpose. And between those two things, I think you have a really good shot at success. Recognizing, of course, that it's a difficult thing. Running an organization is not easy.
And Jefferson, on that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.